Lawmakers in Congress are on a break this week, but that doesn't mean the news out of Washington has slowed down. There are more threats in the trade war with China, negotiations over the NAFTA replacement deal, and a rare public statement from former special counsel Robert Mueller. Representative Ron Kind is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district, which includes La Crosse, Cuba City, and River Falls. Representative Kind, welcome back to the show.
Rob, glad to be with you. I wish I was in studio. I literally just got out of the cockpit of an F-16 fighter jet here in Madison with a 115 fighter wing. Wanted to go up in one of those things for a while. Finally had the opportunity. Incredible machine, incredible crew that we have here in Madison. And I'm glad I did. I'm actually feeling halfway decent, too.
All right. Well, it would have been difficult to talk to you while you were still in the F-16, I think. I don't know what the reception is like in those things.
I could have buzzed you and did a couple of barrel rolls over it, but we chose not to.
Well, now I want to start with the ongoing trade war with China. The latest, China threatening to maybe cut off rare earth minerals as a key to making a lot of technology. What's your reaction to this latest threat and this ongoing back and forth?
Well, you know, trade wars are never won by anyone. In fact, it's going to be a tax on the American consumer. It's detrimental to our farmers, to our manufacturers. I'm not sure the president knows what he got himself into. It seems to be a box now that both countries are willing to escalate the game with, and unfortunately, there's a better way of getting China to comply with the trade responsibilities that they have, but the unilateral actions that the president took made it too easy for China to retaliate only against us, when in fact, the best approach would have been an international coalition, taking them through the World Trade Organization, as far as intellectual property theft, joint ventures, things that we've been complaining about. But right now, I really see no endgame in what the president's trying to pursue.
You introduced a bill to make an exclusion process for tariffs. Walk us through how that would work.
Yeah, you know, the president's been fond of invoking national security reasons for slapping tariffs on friend and foe alike. In fact, most of our closest allies, he's with tariffs too. They do not pose a national security threat. Under the Constitution, Article 1, Congress has the responsibility of handling trade relations. We have often delegated that authority to the president. I think he's misusing it and abusing it with these national security reasons, especially countries like Canada and Mexico that pose no threats to us. And I think it's time for Congress to take a more active role and have our voice be heard to give approval or disapproval before a president, this or any president, is willing to invoke this 232 security clause as reason to start a trade war with anyone around the country or around the world.
Now, the president announced $16 billion in aid for farmers hurt by the trade war. Do you think this was a good move?
Well, it's going to be a drop in the bucket, first of all. Our family farmers have suffered greatly. And it's not just the trade war, although this is piling on. It's unnecessary at this time. Low commodity prices have been with us for the last 4 years. We've had record bankruptcies last year, 2 a day. That's gone to 3 a day now here. And we're losing some huge market share, especially in China. And, you know, the $15, $16 billion that he's talking about right now won't go very far. The irony in all this, Rob, is he's going to be borrowing that $16 billion from China in order to randomly distribute to our family farmers throughout the country because they are no longer able to sell their product to China. This is how crazy this is getting right now. It's terribly costly. It'll add to our budget deficits, which are running at roughly $1 trillion a year, which is unsustainable. And again, there's just no game plan or end game to any of this. I'm afraid it's going to get much worse before anyone blinks in this trade war.
Also on the trade issue, we have this NAFTA replacement deal, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, agreed to by the leaders of the three countries waiting for ratification in the legislatures. What are you hearing from leadership about where a vote might be on approving that?
Well, first of all, I commend the administration, the president, for lifting the 232 security tariffs as it related to Mexico and Canada. That was doing an incredible amount of damage to our farmers, again, our businesses, workers back home. I'm glad they removed that obstacle. Everyone agreed, Rob, that we needed to modernize NAFTA. It was 30 years old. A lot of things that were missed in the old agreement. We had to bring it into the 21st century in light of changing times, had to strengthen and have included in it strong labor and environmental standards, fully enforceable like any other provision. We're all reviewing it very closely right now to see what improvements, if any, need to be made. There's a lot of focus on the labor chapter to making sure those worker protections are in place, some environmental standards that we're trying to enhance in the recent negotiation, And we're especially focused on enforceability. You could have the best trade agreement in the world on paper, but if you don't have the enforcement mechanism or tools, it's meaningless. And we need to, I think, have more confidence that this administration especially is willing to step up in enforcement, especially when it relates to labor rights, whether it's in Mexico or even here in the United States.
Talking to U.S. Congressional Representative Ron Kind from Wisconsin, looking at issues in trade and in other issues in national politics. And Representative Kind, earlier today, Robert Mueller, former special counsel, made a rare appearance, a televised address about his report today. What did you take away from what he had to say?
Well, he said publicly, again, with that which he included in his report, that at least as it relates to the obstruction of justice, the president is not exonerated in the report. And he reiterated that publicly for the first time since releasing the report. We need him to testify. We need to be able to ask questions as far as the underlying evidence that he was able to uncover, how he interpreted the facts as it related to the law. He laid out 11 specific instances in that second volume of the Mueller report of clear obstruction of justice acts that the administration was taking. I think that needs to be delved into in more detail. That's exactly why we're trying to hold hearings right now. And unfortunately, the president has built his wall. Unfortunately, it's completely surrounding the White House, and therefore they're not producing witnesses or underlying material after legitimate congressional requests for information.
Now, Robert Mueller didn't seem real excited about the idea of testifying before Congress. He was making the case that whatever he had to say, it's already there in the report. Why do you need him in person?
Well, I don't blame him. No one wants to get sucked into the very bitter partisan world of Washington right now. And listen, as a former special prosecutor myself, I wouldn't enjoy getting called before a congressional hearing and seeing that match take place right in the middle of it all. But I think he does have a higher responsibility, given the amount of money that we spent on him and his team to investigate these things. It needs to go a little deeper than just a written report, a lot of which was redacted. And a lot of the underlying information we're still requesting, since the administration has complete control over that. And he could also offer needed clarification on some of the standards that need to be applied. And he could be very, very helpful in that regard, or at least reaffirming the very findings that he had in the report with a little bit more detail than what was written about.
In our last couple minutes, some of your Democratic colleagues in the House are now calling for impeachment, others saying we should start impeachment investigations, others saying, hey, we're good with the committee investigations we have going on right now. Where do you fall on all that?
Well, I think impeachment is premature. I think we need to continue to do our constitutional duty of oversight, hold these hearings, ask the tough questions. Each branch is responsible to make sure the others are playing by the same rules and not cutting corners and abiding by the law. And this president should be held to no different standard than any previous president, but he, in fact, is trying to establish a whole new standard where he is above scrutiny, he's above any type of legitimate congressional oversight responsibility that we have. That would be unfortunate if that were allowed to go forward. So I'm comfortable with the hearings and the investigations that are occurring right now in Congress. I think we need to be getting this information, but we need to also remind ourselves that impeachment is the equivalent of a political nuclear bomb. It would deeply divide our country. The standard is very high. We need bipartisan support to do it. It doesn't exist just yet, although we've seen, you know, a colleague now on the Republican side come out and say that the president has committed impeachable offenses. Whether that will expand, only time will tell.
Representative Kind, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure.
That's Representative Ron Kind, a Democrat who represents Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. He was with us today to talk about the latest on the trade war with China, discussions over the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, that's the updated NAFTA deal, and he shared his reaction to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's first public statement on the Russia investigation.